Mr. Speaker, I rise to make some comments in relation to what we've seen unfold on our streets over the last week. Scenes that are absolutely despicable and disgusting and are not reflective of our wider society or how far we have come. There is no place ever for racism, hate or violence in our streets. It is entirely unacceptable and unjustifiable for anybody to treat any other member of the community the way people have been treated in the last week. The scenes that were shared all over social media and on the news across the world reflect a very depressing sight of this place. There is a requirement on us all, as leaders within our own community, to ensure that we show leadership, that our language is measured, and that we consider what we say and the actions we take carefully before doing anything. Unfortunately, some failed that test last week. Many people's lives were put in danger. Many people remain afraid and scared. People who call this place their home. This is not the Northern Ireland that so many of us work so hard to build. This is a shared home place for everyone. Over the lifetime of this place, we have been able to travel the world, and doors have been opened to people from right across this, our island, no matter where we go. We have no right, and no one in our society has any right, to tell people they're not welcome, to burn them out of their homes, to attack their property, to terrify children, to terrify mothers and daughters, vulnerable people in our community. It is unacceptable to attack our police officers, young men and women out doing a job to protect our society. The scenes were despicable, and I hope that the Justice Minister, when she recovers and is feeling much better, does consider special courts over the summer, because we need to send a very hard and clear lesson to those who think they can get away with that behaviour, that they won't be getting away with it. They must face the full consequences of the law, and the people across this House that are elected must support the PSNI in doing that job and call for clear and measured leadership in every part of Northern Ireland. My thoughts are with everybody that suffered this week and to every parent that had to explain to their children what this was.